Module 2, Why Your Office Needs Administrative Procedures. Administrative procedures are more than mundane policies. They are put in place to ensure the survival of the company in any event or situation. From catastrophes to change to basic day-to-day activities, administrative office procedures address them all when they are done correctly. Business continuity, succession planning, audit requirements, and recovery planning are all included in administrative procedures. Business continuity. Business continuity is also known as business continuance. It is the plan in place to keep a company running in the event of a disaster, both during and after the disaster. Establishing business continuity requires identifying essential tasks first. This includes items and services that are critical for the organization to function. These will vary by organization, but they include technology, employee safety, sound structure, etc. Business continuity steps. Determine risks that the company will likely face. Weather, IT, sabotage, etc. Analyze the effects of each risk or hazard that you discover on different aspects of the company. Safety, function, assets, etc. Determine how long your company could function if one of these risks came to pass and what recovery would require. Develop a team and strategy to address the potential problems. Develop a plan and document each step before sharing it with the rest of the team. Test the plan using different methods such as drills, walkthroughs, and checklists. Succession planning. Successful succession planning develops a pool of talent so that there are more than enough qualified candidates to fill the vacancies in leadership. This strategy requires recruiting qualified talent, creating a talent pool, and instilling loyalty in employees. Identify goals and objectives. Common goals include profitability, employee loyalty, service, and productivity. Identify needs in the company. Consider changes in the responsibilities of different positions the company develops. Recognize trends in the workforce. Understand the changes occurring within and without your organization, such as an aging workforce. Develop the employee pool. Determine where to find employees to fill in the gaps, within, recruiting drives, social media, etc., and develop a plan to engage them once they are chosen. Internal and external audit requirements. Both internal and external audits are important for identifying risks that organizations face. The internal audit addresses how effective and reliable administrative controls are. An internal audit also addresses record accuracy, legal compliance, and management action. Internal audits and external audits are similar, but the internal auditor is an employee of the company that he or she audits. The external auditor is not an employee, and he or she will create a report based on the finances, operations, and compliance of companies. Both internal and external auditors provide recommendations based on their assessments. The auditor, whether internal or external, is required to be independent and objective, qualified, provide adequate testing, provide adequate documentation and action, offer verification and review, and give a report that will be reviewed by relevant parties such as the board of directors. Recovery planning. Recovery planning goes hand in hand with business continuity. Recovery planning or disaster recovery planning is the process that is put in place to recover data, software, hardware, and manpower that the company needs to start back up after a disaster. Recovery planning steps. Identify critical systems and prioritize them, and identify potential risks. Determine strategies for data, technology, suppliers, people, and facilities. Create a plan with step-by-step instructions based on the strategies discovered. Test the recovery plan and make adjustments as necessary. Case study. Sharon worked at the same company for 26 years. She was coming close to retirement and asked her supervisors if her help was needed training her replacement. She was surprised to learn that no one was in the running for her position and she retired in a month. Her supervisor explained that they were having trouble finding someone qualified to replace her.